it from the soggy shores of somewhere outside Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's the Big and Bong Show.
And now here's your host,
Big and Bong.
Oh, all right,
hey, let's get going. Long Pants Show.
Long Pants Show.
When's the last time we did a show in long pants?
These are very
big topics.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but it's a little chilly here in Albuquerque. I thought I was in the southern New Mexico.
I tell you what, it was beautiful for the last 2 days. We were up in Santa Fe.
Yes.
Had a great two days off.
Yeah. Then what happened? So you brought this weather down here?
Well, no, you brought it with you from...
What'd you do in Santa Fe? Were you artsy?
Well, actually, I walked to Santa Fe.
Walk to work?
I could have.
You could have walked to work. Yes, you could have.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but we're so glad. You know what? Yep. We have never played Albuquerque.
Did you go back?
I went and looked.
Are you sure?
Farmington, Las Cruces, Santa Fe, yes.
Right.
Albuquerque. I came through here.
Yeah.
I've been to the airport.
I lived here for about a month one time.
You did a movie here.
That's right.
We got a big.
We used to play golf right over here at the University of New Mexico.
What was the movie you were in?
Convoy.
Never even. Oh no! I saw Convoy.
Wait a minute. Never even went on the set. What?
Straight to beta.
No, that was not even beta back then.
No, wait a minute.
Let me think.
It was Chris and
Ally McGraw and Warren Oates.
Maybe Warren was in it. You know who else was in it? Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah.
Convoy. What did you do in it?
I didn't do anything.
Why were you here?
I was on the cutting room floor.
But you were in a movie.
I was in a movie before.
Oh, good, big movie.
Stars Born. I was in that.
Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
You in there?
Yeah. Howdy, Pat. That's what I say. That was my line. Anyway, let's get to the question.
Do that again.
Howdy, Pat.
Wait. You know, our special guest tonight is taking. He's watching you.
Oh no!
This could come again. All right.
Let me say, howdy, Pat.
Viewer mail.
Howdy, Jimmy.
Howdy.
Welcome to New Mexico. Red chili or green chili?
Green chili.
I want to know the reason you picked green chili.
I don't know why. I like green chili cheeseburgers, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know you do.
I mean, I don't know if that's what we do here, but when Vince gets out here, we're going to ask him. He spent a lot of time. I got Mr. Utley from Brenda K in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, hey, Brenda.
Do you have a good road story from New Mexico? Any tequila stories?
No, well...
back in your drinking days.
Back in my drinking days, I had some... Yeah, I did.
You had some good tequila stories there?
Road
stories from New Mexico. You just told one.
I just told a great convoy. A whole month here and doing nothing but playing golf with Ernest Borgnine. He was not doing anything.
That's the shameless entertainment.
That's right.
Speaking of shameless entertainment...
We got a special guest,
man.
Well, you go ahead and introduce him.
I'm going to introduce him for all of you Breaking Bad fans out there. Better Call Saul, Mr. Vince Gilligan, creator, writer, director.
All right.
Hey, dude.
Great to be here.
It's great to be in your backyard.
Yeah.
Well, needless to you know, we are all big, big fans.
Oh, my God. I can't even, this has blown my mind. This is, meeting you guys, I've been going to Jimmy Buffett concerts since the early 80s. This is like, I never thought I would get to meet you. This is so cool. I can't even believe it.
It's cool here, and the temperature's cool.
Temperature's very cool.
Good. And then, also, one thing I have to thank you for, because I know you slipped a little in one Breaking Bad part.
We slipped.
The car wash, right?
We did. There's
thank
a,
you.
There's, yeah, absolutely. There's a car wash in Breaking Bad that the main character winds up owning, and it's called the A1A Car Wash. And when it was time to name it, and it's an interesting thing, when you name things on a TV show or a movie, you have to get clearance, and you have to make sure that no one else has already named that. But we felt like this was a place that ought to be named, like, you know how some places are named out of the front of the phone book? They're like AAAA1, Exterminators, somewhere in the front of the phone book.
Oh, I'd have never sent those lawyers after you. Dewey, Cheatham, and Hal, I'd have kept them in their cages.
Back off of Vince, man.
Yeah. A1A.
But we figured, you know, if we're going to start with a bunch of A's, why not A1A after your wonderful album and after the road down through South Beach?
It's an honor. So we've got a question for you. Oh, that was the question.
No.
Hakey.
Hey, give us another question.
It's like Karnak.
I got a question for you.
Yes. Vince has a question for me.
Okay,
when and where was your first
stuffing
concert?
When and where? It was King's Dominion, which is a amusement park in Doswell, Virginia, just north of Richmond.
Yeah.
That was probably 83 or 84.
Okay.
Went there a couple times. Saw you there. Saw you guys there. Yeah. Both you guys there a couple times. And then in Bristol, Connecticut, probably 87. And then Santa Barbara, California, Santa Barbara Bowl, probably 91.
Okay.
91.
We're loading Vince and all of his. His lovely girlfriend, Holly. We're loading everybody down with swag. They got free backstage passes.
All right.
For life.
That's
right. Awesome. I got a question for
you.
Are you going to do Convoy tonight? C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall.
Yeah.
Convoy.
Yeah, right.
See, he's in the movies.
I know. You know your history, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had the 45.
I saw the movie because I thought y'all were going to be in it.
We would have, but it just, it sort of, it ran over. They couldn't get the opening scene, the Convoy film.
Yeah.
So they, it was a Sam Peckinpah film.
Sam Peckinpah, Chris Christopherson was
there. That's right. It was Chris and Alan McGraw.
See, Chris used to take his band and put them in the movie.
Movies,
Don't get any ideas, Coral Reefer.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, you've been in movies with me.
Yeah.
The baseball movie.
I've
done a lot of work.
I know you were in Repo Man.
Yeah,
I was in Repo Man. I was the guy with no hands that Tommy Lee, that Ty Cobb beat up in Cobb. Remember that when he came in with those spikes up? Tommy Lee's like a method actor.
He beat you up.
Scared the shit out of me. because I was bound up. It was a true story.
Yeah.
He went in and beat up a guy that had no hands. That's why I threw him out of baseball. So he came in, I had no hands, and he starts grabbing me. And Tommy Lee's kind of an angry person when he gets into character.
Those are the best kind of people to beat up, though. People with no hands.
I had no hands.
You have a better chance.
That's when I decided music was a good thing. But your hands are freer. But thanks, Vince, for everything, great tour.
Thank you.
With all your folks over there today. We got the tour a lot.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Absolute honor, gentlemen.
And all your success. Have fun there tonight.
Thank you.
Vince Gilligan.
Breaking
Bad.
New Mexico.
All right.
Yeah.
See? I hope my microphone fell down. Yeah. All right. There we go.